If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-373-0345. That's 800-373-0345. Again, 800-373-0345.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Today I want to talk about being happier, being healthier. What can we do right now, not in the future, not the books that we can read to try to get better, none of that stuff that we got to put into the future and project for months at a time and say, oh God, I hope this works, and I just want to be happier and healthier. What can we do right now that'll help us implement a life that we feel good, we're happy, and we're healthy? And I want to talk about that on today's show, because I think oftentimes we do delve very deeply on this show. We talk about deep situations, relationship issues, all that under that umbrella. But I think often we need to focus on what can we do right now about ourselves to better our life individually today. You know, the first thing I want to talk about, because I want to go through 12 tips, some of you might call it the 12 steps, but 12 tips on how to be happier, how to be healthier, and how to have that life that we've always wanted. I think most of us are semi-close to what we want. I think some of us just need to make a couple little small tweaks to make things better. And I think that when we realize what we can begin to implement today, it takes the guesswork out of our life. It makes it easier. And this is a show that you can write down these thoughts and you can write down these tips, put them on your mirror, write them on a piece of paper, you know, take a piece of tape, hang it on your mirror, or put it in your car, or just, you know, type it out and put it on your computer and see this list on a daily basis to remind you of what you can do daily to impact your life in a responsible, happy, and healthy way. You know, the first thing that you can begin to do right now, and it's something that you're probably already doing, but, you know, some of us, it's difficult. You know, some of us are going through maybe some anxiety, maybe some disappointment in life, maybe a loss of a family member, or maybe a divorce, or just kind of going through the muck and yuck of day-to-day life, and it can kind of be overwhelming. And so the first step is the most important. Because without doing this, we can't take on the day. We can't get to that next level. We can't do all the things that we want to do and that we really kind of need to do to really keep ourselves in the game of life and do what's right by us. You know, the first thing is to get out of bed. I know. Getting out of bed, taking that shower, and getting dressed. And these three things will do wonders for your mood. They'll do wonders for your mood. I've dealt with stuff in my past. I've dealt with a disease, a condition that I had to deal with since childbirth. And it was an on again, off again, just freaking stress out for a lot of my life. And there were times when I was going through some experimental surgeries and what have you that were not cool. It wasn't a fun time in my life. It was a very scary time in my life. And it was hard sometimes. I would wake up in the morning and wonder why? Why do I bother? I mean, why bother getting out of bed? I mean, what good is going to happen? And I started realizing that the more and more I felt that way, the more depressed I got, the more down I got, the more I felt bad. And that's a problem. And I understand that some of you might be in that position. Some of you might be in a position similar to that. And some of you might say, hey, you know, life's been kind of dealing me not the best bill of goods lately, and I'm just having a tough time really just kind of, you know, feeling good and keeping that solid mood. And if that's the case, I ask you to begin to see getting out of bed as kind of like part of your daily routine, almost like a responsibility. And when you do this, some of you might be going through situations in your life right now that are overwhelming, but when you do this and push yourself to do it and really try to get up at a decent time or the same time every day, every morning, that consistency will do wonders for your internal body clock, because we as humans do well when we do things over and over again the same, and I consider that a routine. A healthy routine goes a long way to really aiding and abetting when it comes to being happier and much more about being healthier. And that's basically with anything. If you're having a workout routine, what time you get up in the morning is very important at that same time. You know, eating at the same time is very important. All those things make sense. You know, that's why you take certain vitamins in the morning and certain ones at night. You know, and so you kind of got to keep that body routine, get that rhythm. So beginning with getting out of bed. And when I'm working with some clients that are dealing with some extreme depression, we make this almost like a job, and we make it a routine, because when you do something over and over again, you can create a habit, and in this case, you can create a positive, life-changing habit. And so setting that alarm, and I often like to say, hey, don't have the alarm sitting right next to you. Make it where you have to get out of bed to turn it off, and you have to go decently far to do it. And the reason why I say this is that if you have to get out of bed to turn off an alarm that's freaking irritating or loud or music, you're going to have to get out of bed. And if you have to walk a certain distance to do that, then that kind of already gets you out of bed. There's like not a real need to go back to bed, and you're positively awake. And that will keep you out of bed. The next suggestion that I have is turning off that alarm and immediately grabbing a cup of water of some sort, getting a glass of water, having a drink of water that really helps flush out our system. Some of you might drink 8 ounces. Some of you might drink a liter. It's up to you. And then going back into your bedroom and making the bed. And the reason why I say this is if you don't make the bed, there's a tendency to get back in it. And so if you make that bed, I'm not talking about throwing the pillows up there like hodgepodgey, makes it look like crap. I'm talking about actually making the bed like you were in the military, you know, making sure all the sheets go up to the top and they're tucked in on the bottom and tucked in around the side. And you bring the comforter up and you tuck it in and you put your pillows there nice and you put any sort of decorative pillows you have and that sort of thing on the bed. And it's less likely that you're going to lay in it because you had to work to make it in the first place. So that's the next step, is making that bed and being able to look at it and saying, you know what? Okay, I'm ready to get out of it. And the next one is to get in that shower and to get dressed, because when we get in the shower and we get dressed, we can do whatever we want. We're on the go. We're able to move and shake. We're able to leave the house, and we feel good about ourselves, you know? And I'm not an advocate of makeup for women, but for you women that like to wear makeup and you feel more like a woman when you wear makeup, put the makeup on. Put something on that you don't mind seeing other people in. Because when you feel good about yourself and you feel that you look good, it goes a long way to really helping your self-esteem. And it goes a long way to feeling good about your life. And so you have a bigger tendency and a much higher chance of actually doing something that day, running into people you know, taking care of stuff that you wouldn't do if you were trying to bypass people, trying for people not to see you because of what you're wearing or how you look. And it's funny how oftentimes when we aren't dressed up to what we want to, or we're not wearing that makeup, or we didn't comb our hair, how often we will run into people. And so oftentimes we hide out because we don't want to run into them. And so I suggest and highly suggest when you do this, take pride in your personal hygiene in your life and go that extra step, because it's hard to want to stay at home when you look great and you feel good about doing all these steps to take it to the next level. The second tip for being happier and healthier in your life is to exercise daily if possible. To exercise daily if possible for at least 20 minutes a day. And I know I'm not the poster child for this every day, okay? There's some weeks that I work out every day and I feel great. There's some weeks that I work out one time and I feel, well, kind of sluggish, slow, and my mind kind of feels foggy. And so I suggest 20 minutes a day, even if it's just a vigorous walk, because endorphins do help. They make us feel better. They make us feel lighter. They take away our stress, and they are a friend to us. And the only way to produce those specific endorphins is to work out, meaning getting on the elliptical, getting on the treadmill, running with a combination of that, maybe some weight training, some yoga, anything into that thought process that allows your body to work out, exercise, and get moving. You know, the third tip that I want to talk about when I return back from break has to do with the way that we eat. The way we eat and what we eat is so vitally important to our life. I mean, the way that we think and how we feel is directly impacted to what we eat or what we don't eat. And when we eat well and we take care of ourselves, one, we're gonna live a lot longer, we're gonna look better, we're gonna last a lot longer, we're gonna be able to think clearer. But in the same respect, when we actually realize what it is that we're supposed to be eating, it takes the guesswork out of life, because oftentimes we were raised certain ways by our parents, the way that they were raised by their parents, and this directly impacts us, because the way we were raised, we feel that that's the right way to eat, but oftentimes we need to do our research, not only for what's healthy and what's good for us, but what our blood type is and how that directly correlates with what we should be eating on a daily basis. Check out the website, AshleyBurgess.com, AshleyBERGES.com. Click on that contact page and send me an email, and I'll respond back in 48 hours because I want to hear from my listeners. Stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, be back in two shakes. Are you a leader in your community, a CEO, an executive of your company? With those roles come great responsibility, and with that responsibility comes stress. Do you feel as though you are being heard? You need help just like anybody else to take care of situations because you're too busy taking care of others. Who can you talk to? We all need a sounding board to discuss our life, our current situations, our needs, and our future. Who do you have in your corner? I work with CEOs, leaders around the country, film and television talent, and I can be your sounding board. Now with digital coaching, I can be there for you to help inspire, direct, and effectively listen to your needs and your honest, authentic perspective. Go online to Ashley Burgess, AshleyBERGES.com, AshleyBurgess.com. Click on the contact page, send me an email, and I will respond in 24 hours so we can set up your coaching session so that you can continue to live your true life.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-616-2130. That's 800-616-2130. 800-616-2130.
The forecast today is for skin itch and irritation, because with warm weather like this comes all sorts of bug bites and rashes. The best way to be prepared? With the power of 10. Cortisone 10, the anti-itch cream that brings fast-acting, long-lasting relief. Relief that lasts 10 full hours. So let's revise that forecast, because with Cortisone 10, your day is looking a whole lot better. That's the power of 10. Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
Up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Today I'm talking about 12 tips, the 12 steps really, for being happy and healthier in your life. You know, a lot of us are decently happy, we're having a good life, we're progressing well, we're happy about where we are, but we could be better. I mean, nothing's ever perfect, and we're not striving for perfection. However, we can all use certain tips to really work on our life and to be healthier and happier in the process. And I'm talking about these 12 tips because these are things that I've implemented in my own life. They've worked for me. They're things that I try to do on a daily basis. And every time I really follow this protocol, I feel better. I'm happier about my life. I'm directly healthier. And it's amazing, and it goes a long way. And so these 12 easy steps that you can put into your life today will go a long way to bettering your day-to-day life. And other people are going to see you and watch you as an advocate for this. They're also going to look up to you. You're going to inspire people that see you, because they're going to realize that they too have the opportunity to be as happy and healthy as you. Right before the break, I was talking about the third tip I was about to bring up, and I was talking about how eating what we're supposed to be eating is so vitally important. And what that means, what does it mean to eat well? What does it mean to eat for what you need to eat, to do what you need to do to make yourself healthy and happy? Many of us grew up in a household where our parents cooked and prepared certain types of food. And right now I want to talk about what my parents prepared for food, because I think it might make you laugh. Some of you might say, well, heck, that's what I eat every night. But I remember my parents were big into the grilling. My dad was a big griller. He liked to grill outside. That was his shtick. And he was raised in a household as a kid that, you know, steak was extremely expensive. And it wasn't something that the family ate often. He came from a family, though, which his father was full-on French and his mother was full-on Italian. And they met and learned English together. And so she would fix a French dish and she would fix an Italian dish, an antipasta, almost every single night. And so he was raised that way. And then over the years, because of society and the way that people talk and what you watch on TV and all that stuff, you begin to see another type of culture and embrace that. And so my dad got really big into steak and potatoes. It became like his mainstay. And if he ever had a vegetable, it was asparagus. And that was basically it. So I was raised in a household that was the creme de la creme of dinners, and that's what you ate any night that the family made food. Now, give it, both of my parents worked full-time, and my dad traveled all the time, and my mom wasn't really a cook, per se. She's the same lady that would hand me Pop-Tarts out of the box, and I never knew that you're supposed to put it into a toaster oven until I got to college. So if you think about it that way, yeah, cooking was kind of second on the fiddle at my house, but my dad was a big griller, so anytime he was in town on the weekends, he would grill, and we would have steak and baked potato. Now, when you go through life, and I was dealing with a health condition most of my life, and then it kind of got to a crescendo when I hit about 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, that kind of area, and I began to question the way that I had learned how to eat. Because I realized that I was eating a lot of processed food, too. Yeah, I mean, you know, it is. It's true. You know, I was eating a lot of processed foods, a lot of fast foods on the go because I didn't have enough time, and the whole meat kind of thing. And, you know, to be kind of honest with you, I stepped back from that. And I'm not saying that you should do this, but I stopped eating meat and pork a while back because I felt like it didn't make me feel better. It actually kind of made me feel sluggish and slow, and my stomach hurt, and I didn't feel myself. I didn't feel as though I was doing what's right by me, eating properly, doing the right thing, and I felt as though I needed to change my eating habits. And when I did, slowly, I began to realize that certain things in my life had been causing me to be sick or to feel bad for a very long time. And so the third step is really eating more foods that grow on trees and plants and eating less processed food and really starting to think about what makes you feel good. Not what makes you feel full, not what you like, not what you've always eaten. So there's a lot of cultures, you know, in society where you're constantly eating the cultural food. Is that making you feel good, or is that what you were raised on? There's a big difference. And I think that we have to really analyze that to understand what is good for us. And so what I did in my personal case is that I stopped eating meat. And, I would have some chicken or some seafood. But I really started focusing on the greens that I had avoided basically my whole life. And at first, it didn't taste that good, and it wasn't what I really liked, and I wasn't like, oh, yeah, this is great. I love this kale salad. Yum. No, it kind of sucked. But eventually, I changed what I liked. I changed what I thought was good. Eventually, my definition of good and tasty changed over a period of time. And that will happen for you, too, if you're willing to make these dietary changes. And I ask you to begin to really think about it. What is it that you're constantly eating, and how are you feeling? Is there anything that you eat that within 30 minutes to an hour you feel bad? Is there anything that you eat within a few minutes you feel bad? On the other hand, is there anything that you eat that makes you feel lighter, more comfortable, less bloated? I mean, all these things are extremely important. What I found is that when we eat vegetables with like no butter and that kind of stuff on there, just raw vegetables or grilled or sauteed with no butter, just maybe like some coconut oil, which is now better for you than olive oil if it is cooked. So an olive oil is one of those things that you use on a salad when you're not cooking it. You're not putting the temperature at a certain degree, because apparently when you do increase temperature on olive oil, it can actually go rancid. So you want to try something else, like maybe like a coconut oil or something. And you don't really taste the coconut at all, but it's good for you. And those are some of the things that I have awakened to. More vegetables, more fruits, no processed cakes and cookies, when I can have like a nectarine instead. And it's over a process. I mean, for some of you, you're like, oh, God. I mean, Ashley, my God, how are you doing that? But, you know, a bad habit takes about, 14 days to create a good habit. A good, solid, good habit takes about a month, four weeks to a month. And when you think about it, that goes a long way. And so working, now you don't have to go cold turkey, but you can have a cheat day if you want. But if you really work toward that, you're going to feel really good eventually, and you're not going to want to have a cheat day because you realize what you're doing for your body. You know, the next tip is to find your perfect sleep timing. You know, some of us it's 7 hours, others are nine. There is no set time. But to really think about that sleep time, because all these things go hand in hand. You know, being a life coach, I work on the entire person, not just one facet or another, because there's no way of compartmentalizing really anything, is there? And because of that, we have a tendency of trying to say, well, it's just this relationship that's causing me pain, or it's this or that. But we don't realize that oftentimes, yes, we feel this way because of this for sure, but that's also encroaching on our sleep, our ability to focus during the day, our ability to feel good. It also takes us off target from eating well. So instead of actually preparing a salad for ourselves, we get down maybe on a situation that's happening in our life and we can't really see the forest through the trees, so we don't eat. And when we finally do eat, we're starving and we stop at some fast food restaurant and scarf down a bunch of fries. And think about it, it's the whole person, it's not just one facet. You know, the fifth tip is to drink plenty of purified water every day. My best days are when I drink 2 liters of water a day. And I'm not saying that's for you, but I'm saying that the best days that I've had, and it's not just like for exercise, it's actually just for your brain health too. Like, you feel better. I mean, like, you know, your body's like 70% water. And so there's a reason for that. And because it's that way, when we are dehydrated, we're slower, we're not as effective. A lot of times we get that cloudy head where, you know how you feel when you take a bunch of cold medicine, you kind of feel that way, but a little even lesser effective, because at least that cold medicine can make you feel a little jacked up sometimes. But all in all, that water goes a long way to taking out those toxins and that crap that we need to get rid of, that we need to let go, as well as just feeling better overall. Stay tuned when I return. I'll be talking about the other tips that are very important that you can implement in your day-to-day life. Check out Spreaker, Stitcher, Google Play, iHeartRadio to listen to the latest podcast versions of the radio show. Let me know what you think, and let me know if there's any topic that you'd like me to discuss on the next show that I do. Stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in 2 shakes.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight, I'm offering the 12 tips for a happier and healthier life, what you can do right now to really add to your quality of life, to promote a happier and healthier life, and things that you can share with your friends and family that'll impact them just as much as you. You know, like I was saying earlier, oftentimes I talk about specific relationship issues. I talk about specific things that ail us. And when you really think about it, it's the whole individual that we have to take into consideration. It's the entire you. And anytime you're going through something, it's going to affect your mental, emotional, and physical state. And if you can really focus on these 12 tips to keep it together, you're going to feel better, you're going to look better, you're going to be happier, you're going to be healthier, and you're going to share this with a lot of folks around you. So right before the break, I was talking about drinking plenty of water and how important that is to drink 2 liters a day if possible. Now, I'm not suggesting that you have to do this, but it really works well for me. And just like I was saying, no size fits all when it comes to sleep. It's the same for water, generally speaking. But I think you can begin to analyze how much you should drink just by trying. And the more you drink, hey, if it's too much, you know, you can always drink more. So you might as well try it out. And the more you drink, the better you feel. And a lot of times when we're dealing with the water situation, it's just because we never really thought that we needed it. We think that we can drink a bunch of teas or Cokes or whatever that is to make up for that, or coffees. But that stuff, like a coffee or a tea, you know, a tea is more of a diuretic. And so you're really dehydrating when you're not replacing that type of water back into your system. And it's important because, you know, when we think about even like bloating and so forth and so on, a lot of times when we bloat, it's not because we drank too much water. It's because we didn't really flush out the toxins in our body. We didn't drink enough water. You know, the next step and the next tip here in the happier and healthier lifestyle consideration here on Live Your True Life Perspectives is to laugh more and not take yourself so doggone seriously. I'm serious. I mean, when was the last time you laughed and really got a good laugh at something that you did and actually thought it was hilarious? When was the last time? Because I suggest doing it as often as possible, because we don't really focus on how important laughter is. We don't focus on how important it is, how we can overcome a lot of stress in our life if we just do it, and how when we don't take ourselves so seriously, how much better we feel. You know, it's interesting. The more I laugh at my own mistakes, the better I feel, because I don't take it so doggone seriously and I don't take it so personally. And I try to really kind of do that with other people as well, because I realize, you know, when I take people so seriously, you know, some people can get under your skin, and maybe they're trying to. Maybe they're actually trying to. There are some folks out there that are kind of passive aggressive in their need and their necessary need to be needy, but to also kind of, you know, kind of put it at you. And so oftentimes when we're dealing with this, we got to be able to laugh, not laugh in their face, but be able to laugh about the situation and kind of look at it from a different perspective. And I think when we can take ourselves less seriously, we have a better outlook in our life, you know, bar none otherwise. You know, number 7 is when we're dealing with a negative situation, ask yourself, will this be an issue in 1 year? Okay, if you sit there and say there's no way this is going to be an issue in a year, I won't remember it. What about, will the issue be a problem in 6 months? Will the issue be a problem in 3 months? Will the issue be a problem in 1 week? Because oftentimes we let something get to us, it makes us feel overwhelmed, stressed out, a lot of anxiety, maybe some anger, some resentment. But how does that help you? It doesn't. It really holds you back. You know, it's like a good example is like when somebody breaks up with their girlfriend or boyfriend, all they can think about is that breakup. They can't think about anything else. They can't think about focusing on work, dealing with other responsibilities. Everything kind of falls by the wayside, including the ability to what? To eat, to take care of yourself, because you're so focused on that breakup. And, you know, that goes for a lot of things. Maybe you got into an issue, an argument with your boss at work. Maybe something happened and all you can think about is that. And so I ask you to kind of take a bird's eye view of it and step back and say, okay, this sucks right now, or this is painful right now, but in 6 months, is this going to be extremely painful? Can I look at it from that perspective and realize that with time, time is going to heal the situation and I'm going to be able to move forward? And you know what? The situation might not even be exactly the way that we see it. It could be very different and it can morph and change quite quickly. And so dwelling on this might not be even responsible, especially for our self-esteem, but definitely for our attention and our situation in life. Because when we can really, you know, kind of look from that bird's eye view and be able to see that there's other opportunities or other options, we allow ourselves to say, you know, hey, time is going to change. I know that one thing's true. Life changes. Change is a constant. That's something that we'll always have. It might be better. It might be worse. But in the end, you know what? This is all going to be taken care of. And really, in the grand scheme of things, this is not a big deal. You know, the next tip is to let go of anything, absolutely anything that doesn't bring joy into your life. To let go of absolutely anything that doesn't bring joy into your life. If there is not joy in your life, get rid of it. Move on. It is not worth it. Our life is supposed to be happy and healthy and joyful. And we're supposed to have this amazing experience of being a spirit god in a human body. And so if you have things in your life or people in your life or situations in your life that are not bringing you joy, you really need to analyze what those are. See what you can do about it and see if you can move on. Is there something that you can do? If there's a relationship in your life that doesn't bring you joy, it brings you heartache and pain, you've really got to analyze why you're keeping that relationship and why you are still working on that relationship. Because if you think about it, if you're in a terrible relationship or in a painful relationship and you keep at it over and over again, one, a lot of your energy, if not all of it, is dedicated to dealing with that one problem in your life. It's hard to focus on the positive things and to get past that, as well as there's not going to be another relationship that can come into your life in the right way if you're currently in one like that now. And so you're kind of sabotaging yourself. Oftentimes we do that because why? Because we want to be the savior, because we want to save other people, because we think we can change somebody, because we think maybe it's our fault. But in the end, think about it. When you're in a relationship like that, you owe it to yourself to free yourself. And even if you think you're doing the right thing by them, they might need to hit rock bottom. They might need to learn directly on their own, and probably so, and rightly so, what to do. And you holding their hand and keeping them from hitting that rock bottom is only basically putting off the inevitable. And what happens oftentimes in these situations is we kind of pay karmatically for it because we weren't supposed to stop them from learning a lesson that they need to learn. We can't make somebody drink water. You can lead them to the water fountain, but you can't make them drink the water, right? You can't forcefully open their mouth and shoot the water in there and, like, you know, massage their throat to make them swallow the water. You can't do that. I mean, that would probably be in violation of some sort of law. I'm sure you could get in trouble for that. But think about it. You can't do that. So why do you take into consideration, why do you hold over your head that you got to save this person, that you have to better them, that you have to make them right, because it's not up to you to do? And I think a lot of times we get lost in these relationships because we see ourselves as the caretaker, or we see value in taking care of them, or we are codependent to the situation and we don't know what life would be without it. You know, the next step is to be in the present moment. If you're not in the present moment, you're on the sidelines. If you're not on the sidelines, then you're looking into the future in your crystal ball. Okay? Seriously, if you are not in the present moment, you can't really be that happy. And you might not be very healthy either, because when we're in the present moment, we're taking care of our situation, we're taking care of our health, we're in charge of our health, we're on top of things. And better than that, we're also focusing on the moment-to-moment situation. We can feel our body. We can feel our blood pressure. We can feel the temperature. We can feel if we're lethargic or if we're feeling good. We can feel what we need to eat or how to take care of ourselves. When we're in the present moment, we focus on the now and whatever we're doing, and we live in that moment. And when we live in the moment, we are actually doing what we're supposed to be doing as a human being on this planet. We're here to feel and to appreciate and to be a part of each and every dynamic that we come into contact with. And because we are, when we do live in the present moment, we get the best of the best of our life. We reap all the benefits that we could possibly reap. And it's the most amazing feeling when you do that. It's so awesome, because all of a sudden, you begin to experience life as a whole in the actual moment, you know, in the holistic situation, in the actual present moment that it is taking place. You're not looking at it in a picture form. You're not looking from the, you know, the from now to the past. You're not going into the future. You're right in the moment, feeling it, being it, and a part of the active movement that makes our life so vital. Stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back in, I'll be back this time in two shakes. It's Ashley here, and are you wanting to bring more joy and happiness to your life? Are you feeling stressed out by watching negative media? Feeling burnt out by day-to-day life and wanting a new perspective? Go to AshleyBurgess.com, AshleyBurgess.com, and find my new book, The 10-Day Challenge to Live Your True Life. The 10-Day Challenge will help you bring more joy and happiness into your life, eliminate a lot of negativity and stress, and feel renewed again. Check out the 10-Day Challenge. Go to my website, AshleyBurgess.com, and pick up your copy today. Are you in need of a new perspective? Tired of people asking you how you're feeling? Wanting some real answers to life's tough situations? Feel as though some are always talking about emotions, while others offer textbook solutions that don't work? Are you wanting real, powerful, lasting change in your life? If this is you, go to AshleyBurgess.com, AshleyBurgess.com, click on the contact page, send me an email, and let's make that powerful change together.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-460-2558. That's 800-460-2558. Again, 800-460-2558.
You could be my luck.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. Safe and sound.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Today I've been offering the 12 tips for a happier and healthier life. Things that you can do right now to better your life, to implement right now to get the most out of life and the most that life has to offer. You know, it's up to us to make ourselves happy. It's up to us to maintain our health. And you know, oftentimes we don't think about the things that we can do. Simple things that can impact our life on such a big, big way. So right before the break, I was talking about being in the present moment, number 9. When we're in the present moment and we're living in that moment, experiencing all that it has to offer in that moment, it impacts our life in such a major way. Because that's why we're here. We're not supposed to be like thinking about the past, constantly reminiscing. We're not supposed to be looking into the future constantly and wondering what does the future hold for us, because that's kind of nonsense, because we're missing the present moment. And I like to talk about the present moment as a gift. You know, like when you get a present, it's a gift. Well, the present moment is a gift in its own. And that is a present when we actually open it instead of looking at it from the sidelines or wondering what's in it. You know, number 10, help and give to others. Volunteering. When we volunteer, it goes a long way to putting our life into perspective. When we give back to others, it puts our life into perspective. When we do what's right by others, it puts our life into perspective. When we realize that we can help others and we actually do it, and I'm not talking about having a codependent relationship. I'm not talking about being helping the damsel in distress and being the knight in shining armor. I'm actually speaking about really being charitable. Spending some time with folks who need your help. You know, one of the way that I do that, and I'm not tooting my own horn, I'm just giving you some ideas because I think that this can go a long way, because oftentimes we don't realize the impact we have. I write an article on a monthly basis for a newspaper called Street Zine. And Street Zine is a newspaper that homeless individuals can sell to make money, to eat, to get things that they need, and to be a part of a group. And it's part of a soup kitchen and a group here locally that I work with. And I also do some speaking with them. I do some mentoring and some speaking during certain holidays, around the holidays as well, where I actually, you know, work with them and help impact their life just from an authentic, different perspective. And it really brings joy, into my life. Another thing that I like to do is I like to volunteer at some charities that help animals, you know, when they're fostering animals or what have you. You know, go over there, spend some time, walk the dogs, do that kind of stuff. It really goes a long way. Even working with children, it's a phenomenal experience, and older children for that matter. And I think that when you find that thing that you like to do and you feel good about it, and you like it, and it really impacts your life, do it more. And the cool thing is that even though you and I and everybody has our issues, it really does put our issues into perspective. And it illuminates the depth of that issue, and it also shows us, not all the time, but sometimes it can show us that we really do have a great life. We really do have a great life, and that can impact us in such an amazing way. And I think also when you're working with folks who are dealing with cancer or what have you, it really puts into perspective your life and what you have and how important it is to do everything you can to really be in control or have some sort of control with your health. And I think when we put into perspective, when we do these types of things, it takes us out of our little area in life. It opens our mind and our eyes and our heart to something bigger than ourselves. Number 11, create and hold on to healthy boundaries in your life. Create and keep healthy boundaries in your life. If you haven't read my book, The 10-Day Challenge to Live Your True Life, day one is about boundaries. How to create and hold on to true boundaries in your life when it comes to friends, family, acquaintances, work, everything. You know, oftentimes we don't have any sort of clear-cut boundaries at all. We allow relationships to morph and to change into different things. We allow people to walk all over us. We start making concessions on things. We start allowing things that we wouldn't necessarily allow to be. And then when we are upset about it or it no longer serves its purpose, all of a sudden we want to backtrack or change it, but we've already laid the groundwork for the situation. You know, a good example is working with somebody at work and then end up having a sexual relationship with them, right? I mean, at one time or another, it might be fun or exciting, but oftentimes that relationship ends and all of a sudden now you're still working with this person and you're no longer having sex with them. How does that look? And oftentimes we have to keep these boundaries to have successful situations in our life. We could have met somebody else, gone on a date or whatever with somebody else outside of work, but we chose to keep it at work, which made later on for a really odd situation. And for many people, one person ends up leaving the company because they just don't want to deal with it. And I think when we create healthy boundaries, like this is going to be in my life or I won't deal with this, I think a lot of times it goes a long way to reaffirming our personal value about ourselves. Last but not least, number 12 is to be thankful every day that you're here on this planet. To wake up every single day, no matter how it is, and say, you know what, I'm here another day. I'm thankful for this. Thank God I'm here. And when you begin to live that way, your life opens up into a more beautiful, responsive way, and you begin to acknowledge the value you are and how amazing of a creature you are every day. Before I forget, I want you, my listeners, to be the first to know. I have a TV show coming out. Woo! I'm debuting this summer on Amazon Prime. I hope that you are an Amazon Prime subscriber. Just last week, there's 80 million subscribers of us, and so the show will debut on Amazon Prime. The Celebrity Perspective is the name of the show, and I interview celebrities, and I interview them about hard-hitting stuff, like real life-changing stuff, like the stuff that you and I go through, like divorce and overcoming adversity, some dealing with drugs, alcohol, overcoming that addiction, as well as getting our life right and figuring that out and being able to hear celebrities talking about how they overcame and the struggles that they went through. There's also a twist, but I'll leave that up to you so you can see that later, because I want you to be a little surprised. In the next few weeks, I will be announcing the air date, In the meantime, check out my YouTube channel at Ashley Burgess and Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. Be back in. I'll be back this time in three shakes.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.